things are moving in a wonderful direction. Very, very simply, the process we're going through right now is to expose everybody that's evil within the Department of Justice, including the Supreme Court, and throughout the whole judicial system. And Donald Trump is not going to take any of them down. He's going to let them take themselves down. And he's setting them all up. And having had a fascinating 1 hour with Juan O'Savin just now, who discussed a lot of in-depth stuff, the process of what's happening right now is all about making sure that when it's taken down, it can't ever come back up again. It's taking down evil. This is a battle between God and Satan. And it affects every single country in the world. It's not just America. This whole fixing of an election. Now Juan O'Savin has told me that we can discuss it more. We have hard evidence, that Donald Trump won by 80%. 80% of Americans support Donald Trump. And yet the mainstream media and those that are corrupt around the system are shouting and screaming that Biden won. We also discussed the area that I work in, which has been the quantum system. Donald Trump still has all his ace cards and has all his picture cards still in his hand. Hasn't had to use them. Going to Frankfurt, for those who know anything about what happened in Frankfurt, the servers were in the U.S. Embassy and protected by the lady who was head of the CIA. And she had a military CIA force there that were protecting these servers because they knew how valuable they were. And it was one hell of a firefight to recover these servers. I had the video of them, and I wish I'd kept it on my computer instead of publishing it straight away, because it came down within half an hour and was gone. But I'm sure we'll get some other people who can find another copy of it. But it was one hell of a firefight. It was not just a little shootout. It was one hell of a firefight. The sort of thing that you'd expect to see in places like Iran and Iraq, certainly in Iraq when things were going off. This was for Frankfurt. This is the reason why you need to stay indoors. When these sort of firefights happen, and I live in Spain, you know, the servers that will be seized in Barcelona. So this is time where we need to, and the servers all around the world, that we're being kept out of the way, that will be seized as evidence. The last four elections in the United Kingdom have been fixed by Dominion. I happen to know the results on a few of those, and they're quite shocking. But they've all been paid for, they've all been fixed. So whether you're a Conservative or a Labour, it doesn't matter. The fact is that your vote didn't count. And you got off your backside and went and cast your vote. They fixed it. They didn't give a shit about you. And that's what we're up against. We're up against an evil that doesn't care about what the people think. And this is very, very important, because what we think should matter. But in their world, we don't count. And we've certainly seen it in the United Kingdom and in Spain. They'll do anything they can to get your vote. Once they have your vote, they do what they want to. That's not what we want as government. We've got enough really good people around the world that are capable of running our... Let's start in Andalusia, where I live, in the south of Spain. Some very, very talented people down here. I know quite a few. More than capable of running the whole county of Andalusia. Worldwide, some great people in Florida. There's some great people in India. There's some great people in Norway. There's some great people in England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland. There's some great people there that are not involved with politics right now that will be very capable of running those countries. I'll tell you something about Spain. Many years ago, there was a period of time of 9 months where there was no government. Spain ran just fine. It actually ran better without a government than it did with a government. Everything got done. Because the people just came together and got on with it. Simple as that. Instead of all the red tape that we have to deal with. So don't panic about the transition. Somebody was saying to me earlier, there was an old lady who said, what about this? And she said, calm down. It'll get sorted. And when you get into a situation like that, things like this get sorted in a better way. But we're moving into a huge change. This is pantomime we're going through right now. The hard work has been done, I can assure you. But what we're seeing is playing out to wake people up. And we all want it done in a hurry. But we need more people awake and aware of what is going on. And this is where it falls in our laps. Those people that are aware and awake, and I used the analogy earlier today, when you look into a cave with a bright torch, if you shine it into people's faces, you'll blind them with the light. That's no good. You need your torch to shine the pathway out of the cave, to show them out of the darkness into the light. For some people, they won't be able to do it. They won't be able to manage. And some people are not made for the light. They'll have to be left in the dark. But for those who want to find the light, it falls on every single one of us to guide them and to be compassionate with everybody. But we're living in an amazing time. Things are absolutely wonderful right now. They couldn't be better. A lot of things are happening. The military is in place in America for a reason. The military came home from different countries for a reason. And it wasn't to just distribute the vaccine. That was talked about, but Donald Trump has dug a big hole for them because he knows that all these vaccines out there have not followed the correct protocol. So when they get to being released, he's going to ask for the procedures to make sure they've conformed, and he knows darn well they haven't. But the big pharma have spent all their money by then, and the military have taken them all out, which is great because he's got all the military out where he needs them. And then the military will be able to look after these vaccines because they won't be able to be used. But there'll be some people on the dark side who will try and use these vaccines, because these vaccines are not good. They are dangerous. And the moment you find out what's in these vaccines, you won't want to be anywhere near them. Don't underestimate, though, there are times when vaccines are needed, but these are the ones that have been tried and tested, especially when you're dealing with man-made illnesses. If you're dealing with natural illnesses, then there's enough natural resource in the world to recover you. And a lot of that has been hidden away from us. And most people are aware of the effectiveness of cannabis. Most people are aware of that nowadays. And it has huge, huge implications. But we're up against a big pharma that don't want that to come out. But we're living in an amazing time. Let me have a look at some of these. Well, Jimmy, you've been...
Oh, yeah, I got questions for you. You ready? There's a whole bunch of them. One of the things, before we get into these questions is that this circulation of information about, the Navy and the military being stationed throughout the United States and on the West Coast in the ocean, on the East Coast in the ocean. What's going on here? Is this like, these people literally want to bring the UN and take over our country?
The UN would not be stupid enough to do that.
Right. They couldn't win.
They wouldn't be stupid enough to do it. This is Donald Trump's team showing their strength.
Right.
And they're saying, this is not a game. We're ready for you. This is, as I said to you at the start of this, this is pantomime. But they're showing we're up for a fight. But if, one of the critical things when I was talking to 107 earlier is if there was only 50% of the American people that were on side with Trump, then you'd probably get a fight back. You'd probably get riots and what have you. But the more people start to wake up and you've got more than 80% of the public in support of him, more than, and it's growing, then they'll know not to take it on because they're going to look silly. So the more people we can wake up, and 107 is, and he's on the same page as me for knowing the numbers in America, 80% of people are pro-Trump. That's not 80% of people are awake, because there are people that are pro-Trump that are not aware of what's going on. They're just going with Trump and they can see him, but they haven't had the time or what have you to do the research. That's fine. There's no problem with that. But it's at a point of no return now. So you're not going to get attacked by the UN. They wouldn't do that. This is just fear-mongering that's coming out of mainstream media and complete lies. It won't come to that, but Trump will make sure that he has... When I saw the shootout in Frankfurt, boy, oh boy, the firepower used there was... I would have said was excessive. But if they can do that in Frankfurt, I promise you, you are very, very well protected in America. But do yourself a favor, stay inside right now until it's cleaned up.
And so we got a good question here, and please explain P-N-T-E-M-I-N-E, Trump already won. Have these court cases been done before? So Pantomian, Trump already won.
Well, Trump has already won, and a lot of these cases have been heard already. The most important thing right now is the fact that what the public will wait for, and I was talking with one earlier about it, is what we all want to see is we want to see example set in Guantanamo Bay. We want to see the case being heard in public. And we've just got to be patient to find... It will come out without a shadow of a doubt. There's no issue about that. It's all coming down to timing. And I'm not part of the team that make those decisions. There's a huge team that will make the decision as to when the information comes out.
Okay, and this one here, are the UN and China attempting to invade the US, I guess?
Absolutely not. And one thing that you need to be very clear on, UN, no chance at all. When you're talking about China, you're talking about the Communist Party, who, by the way, funded Biden. And, of course, they're coming out of the Communist Party and saying, we've got total control of Biden and we're totally in control of America. This is all propaganda and it's all lies. I can assure you 100%. The good people in China, over 95% of the people in China are very, very good people. You're dealing with a deep state cabal mentality of the CCP, who are the people that we're fighting against in China. Most of the Chinese people are great people.
So here's another one. Okay. Why is Trump encouraging the vaccine so strongly? You already kind of explained that, because he's catching them all up in a trap. Because if they didn't go through all the procedures, they're in trouble.
Yep.
So that's pretty much, it looks like he's trying to take all these big, the multiple three-letter agencies down simultaneously, FBI, CIA, DOJ, pharma, the banking industry. It looks like, to me anyways, it looks like he's got these guys right where he wants them. And with all this military all over the United States, looks to me like maybe this rollout on the vaccine might not be for the vaccine at all. It might be for a whole another reason.
It's not. There's nothing to do with the vaccine.
What about aliens? Will we have to fight them too?
I don't know enough about them. I'm still studying about them. But we'll have to sit back and wait and see. But don't panic and don't get stressed out. Things are under control 100%. Not 99%. 100% things are under control. Trump has full control. You only have to look at him to realize, even the other day he was out playing golf. He's very, very calm at the moment because things are under control. But what he's very keen to do is let them expose themselves rather than him do it. And they are obliging.
Oh, they absolutely. It's amazing what they're doing. I mean, it's incredible. What's happening with the military groups going out to help the 17 countries? Is that this happening now?
Yes, 100%. You've got U.S. personnel in all of those countries, keeping an eye on everything that's happening, and it's being coordinated absolutely perfectly. The teams that are working together are working very well together. They're doing role plays literally two or three times a day in the control rooms, making sure they've covered every dotted every I, crossed every T, so there's no mistakes. They've got teams working flat out, making sure that they've got every single option covered.
Okay, next question is, is Trump going to enforce martial law?
You're already under martial law. This is what people have forgotten.
That makes sense. Since it's kind of the COVID's kind of the cover for it, right? But it's absolutely that. Will he take down the FDA?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay. I'm just going through and asking questions like Marin. So based on what you're saying in this question here, President Xi, is he on the good side of Trump and Putin and fighting himself, the deep state in China?
He's working with Donald Trump, but I pointed it when I was talking with 107 earlier, we were discussing about the game of chess. Very, very simple. You've got light pieces, you've got dark pieces. Doesn't matter which side you're on. You have to forfeit some of your own pieces to win the game. The question is he a pawn or not? I don't know. We'll have to sit back and wait and see. But I can assure you that Trump's team will win this. But the pieces that he forfeits on the way, be interesting to see.
Okay. Will Biden be forced to concede before Trump is announced as the winner?
At this moment in time, Biden is trying to negotiate a deal for himself with the Trump team. And they're not up for negotiation at the moment. He keeps offering them stuff in theory, because the truth is he was taken out some time ago, but the stage is being set behind the scenes. His clone is trying to broker a deal. But the reality is that he left us some time ago, and they videoed the tribunal, and they videoed his confession.
Okay. Let me see here. Please explain how our world will never be the same as we've known it. What will this world look like for the masses? Will Trump still lead U.S. towards the New World Order?
Well, the New World Order is what Trump was fighting against. This is not the New World Order. The New World Order and Trump's Nasara-Jasara system are polar opposite. One's backed by gold, one's not. The one that's not backed by gold, which is the New World Order one, you basically surrender all your ownership of everything, and they control you. And if you're good, you get more. And if you're bad, you get nothing. And they manipulate the way you think. They manipulate everything about you. They vaccinate you so they can control you through 5G. That's the New World Order. That's not the world I want to be a part of. Donald Trump's reset revaluation is to give up the power back and the control back to the people, not to control your way of thinking, not to manipulate you, not to blackmail you, but to allow you the freedom. That's what God's will is. It's not Donald Trump's will, it's God's will. This is the great awakening. This is revelation. When we move into the new world that we're moving into next year, the transition will take time. It'll take a lot of time. When I came out of the religious cult I was in, it took me 2.5 years to find my feet. It'll take you about the same time to adapt to the new way of things, to adapt to having money that you didn't have before, and as to what you do with that money, as to how you help people. I pointed out the other day about the professions of being a doctor or a nurse. But once in your life, you'll be able to, because it's not a job to be a doctor or a nurse. That's not a job. It's a calling. It's a way of life. And for once in your life, you'll be able to actually heal people rather than vaccinate them or inject them or drug them in such a way that's going to kill them. You'll actually be able to help people survive. The deep state and the cabal don't want you to survive. They don't want old people to survive. There's a very simple reason. You only have to ask Alexa if you want to have a bit of fun about Bill Gates, and it'll tell you. If you ask Alexa about whether Bill Gates is a psychopath, it'll tell you the fact that he's trying to remove 2 billion people from this planet. That's in Alexa, the digital system that you have in your house. You couldn't make it up. He wants to reduce the population. The vaccination is to reduce the population. It's to kill people. If you want to be one of those, then that's your choice. But I'm quite happy here with my family, with my wife. I'm quite happy, and I'm enjoying life better than I've ever enjoyed it before. But I want to be able to help more people. I'm not talking about all far and wide. It starts at home. It starts with our neighbors. It starts with our families. It's all very well to help people on the other side of the world. Great. That's lovely. But there's a lot of people on our own doorsteps. We have people who are homeless in Malaga. We try and get down and feed them all at Christmas. But through the rest of the year, we try and keep them warm as well. Through the rest of the year, these people need looking after. We need to start at home, start on our home soil, and then go from there. Humanitarian, we need to be more mindful of other people close by to us. And I've mentioned it before with Jordan Peterson about these people who want to put the world to rights. You can't put the world to rights until your own bedroom's tidy. Very simple. Tidy your own bedroom. When your bedroom's tidy and in order, then you can start putting other things in order. But if you've got chaos in your bedroom and chaos in your life, how are you going to put the world to rights?
Yeah, I agree. So we got this from Barry, who asked about a question. Why not discuss more on the benevolent ETs to educate the millions who have yet to wake up in order to show that loving ETs are truly in control and helping humanity evolve? And are we talking about angelic beings, you know, from the, you know, more than the fifth dimension? That's for sure.
Yeah, look, what I don't want to do is like I mentioned earlier, shining my light too brightly into people's faces. I think one of the most important thing when you wake people up and you make people aware is to start from a point of truth. And the easiest way to start from a point of truth is to establish, let them establish the facts that COVID-19 coronavirus is nothing more than the common cold. And you can find that on the World Health Organization and the CDC and the government websites. So when you establish the truth, then you can start getting people to look. There are many different ways in which you can get people to research. And this is what we have to do. This is our responsibility, to try and get people to do their own research rather than Charlie says, no, I'm not the Messiah, I'm just Charlie. It's our job to get people to investigate and look themselves, look for their own, look for themselves, to establish the truth themselves. There's so many times when I started this journey where I used to print out stuff and give it to people and they're going, yeah, but how do I know that's true? You don't. You've got no idea if it's true. You've got to do your own research. So what you need to do is lead people to the place of truth and then just plant seeds along the line. If you get in too deep too quickly, you'll lose them.
Right. No, 100%. And so we've got another one here. Somebody asking about how they can become part of the team. We'll be talking about stuff tomorrow about all that. Yes. When will Trump take down? Okay. So yes, when will Trump take down the FDA? A dear whistleblower, Brandy Vaughn, was just killed. She moved to Spain from California to escape the FDA. They got her. When will the FDA get cleaned out?
It's happening as we speak. And the one thing that it's not just a question of taking them out. That's simple. But you need to make sure when you take them out, they don't come back again. That's the hard part. That's what the team is working on right now. They're making sure that they don't leave any remnants in the ground that can come back to life again. But they take them out. That's taking people out is dead easy. Anyone can take people out. It's making sure that they don't reform and come back worse than they were beforehand. And that's there's a huge team working on it. And they'll just make sure that once they got rid of them, they don't come back.
Okay, so will we see the emergency broadcast as an announcement this Sunday or Monday?
I don't know when the date is. We'll see it, but it's already set up, prepared, ready to go. The timing and the dates, I just don't know. And I had this conversation with Juan earlier about the different deadlines of dates. And, of course, we all know that there's certain things in the stars, in astrology and numerology, in December that are important dates. And we'll have to sit back and wait and see. The critical date is the 20th of January. The rest of it is somewhere between now and then the bubble will burst.
Boy, this is exciting stuff. Is it possible to have a repository of links that Charlie refers to, such as when he says the WHO and the CDC says COVID is just a common cold? I can answer this. We are working on it, and we're going to be building out the whole knowledge database. So sometime in January, that will be going in the back office of the members-only area of the Insider Club. So that's part of the educational part of the Insider Club, like Dr. Charlie's saying. You know, we're going to put research back there, all these videos back there, everything that so you can do your research and absorb that information yourself.
The other thing they can do, of course, Jimmy, is go back to our videos and look at the ones we've done with Dr. Robert Young, who's very, very clear on that sort of thing, and Dr. Oz and Dr. Q and Dr. There's quite a few doctors that we've spoken to. We've got the videos. They've produced the evidence during the video. So have a look back at our doctor videos, and you'll find very, very valuable information in there.
Oh, here's an interesting one based on what you just said about the 20th. So what do you know about the Trump tweet and the 10 days of darkness possibly starting on Friday, which would take us to the 21st, which is the astrological lineup day?
Look, it's 10 days of darkness. It'd be like my birthday. It'd be absolutely wonderful. I went to bed at 1 o'clock this morning, and I was up at 4:30, 5 o'clock. So my first call was at 5 this morning. And so 10 days of darkness would be quite a nice little holiday for me.
Right at the right time, too, right?
Right
birthday,
at the right time.
Christmas?
Well, I've decided not to go to America for Christmas because I've been invited over for the inauguration, but I just don't know what date I've got to fly yet.
Nice. Very nice. Here's a very interesting question. Can you give us a clue as to who Juan O'Savin is?
He's extremely well connected. He's on his way to see Donald Trump tomorrow. He's currently in Vegas. He's written a number of books. His information is incredibly accurate. And he and I, when we share information, it's very, very enjoyable because It's exactly the same information with a different perspective. That's it. Let's just put it in this. He's a truth seeker that's done an awful lot of groundwork, and he's just bought himself a new Aston Martin.
Yeah, I heard also, I know people that know him, and he's up there. He's got the connections. So yeah. It's exciting. I'm very excited. Hopefully BitChute will render. We'll send it out in tonight's email, but I'm very excited for us to get that up on the site, and I'm actually excited to watch that. That's going to be really awesome. Will all the communist regimes in the world be taken down?
For sure. For sure. You know, but just remember, America first.
The foundation.
This is the foundation. Once the foundation is laid in America, it'll roll out, because the deep state, the communism, the socialism, every kind of ism will be taken out. And it's long overdue. You don't have anything to worry about that. And this is where it's taking its time. It's one thing to take it out. Another thing is to make sure it never comes back again. And that's what Donald Trump is doing right now.
Okay, we've got another good one. Based on what you have said, am I correct in assuming that the Supreme Court will not side with Texas, so that any Supreme Court justice that's a bad will be exposed?
Donald Trump is going to let anybody in the Supreme Court who's on the wrong side expose themselves. But because you're under martial law, you've always got the military tribunal to fall back on in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. One of the things that you were talking about, too, you know, going through, you know, the fact that, you know, the creator of all and Satan, you know, people call him God. Some people call him Yahuwah. Some people call him Yahweh. You know, there's a lot of different names. But it's, you know, people need to understand we need to go through this, too, to become better people and to bring in the harvest of the souls to eternity of paradise and love and light. And right now, the creator is giving us mercy because he could just end it right now, but he's giving us an opportunity to actually do something about all this corruption and evil and all this stuff. So like you said, you can't sleep. I'm so excited too. I've never been more excited in my life because I know this is the most important time period in my life. And so I hope everybody can start moving into that direction. And we're going to try to help you do that through what we're putting into the, Dr. Charlie's doing a great job of it and more is to come. So when will the media blackout happen?
Well, that's what we're waiting to find out. And it'll be let me assure you one thing, it'll be at exactly the right time. What the time is, I don't know, but it'll be exactly at the right time.
Impressed, Charlie mentioned cannabis has so many positive wellness properties. Yes, that's just a statement. That is true. In Nesar, will the forgiveness of debt, will people become lazy and not have initiative to work? There are a lot of people with no ambition at all, and they milk the system like welfare, etc.
No, I agree with you in the past. I agree with that. But when people get opportunity, a lot of these people have become lazy and whatever, and they become lazy because they didn't want to fit into the system. And I'll give you classic examples. Artists, whether it's painting or music, they just want to play guitar, they just want to sing, they just want to paint. They haven't been able to do these things. There's a lot of very talented people out there that have not been able to make ends meet, and suddenly we'll start to see people. This will give people the opportunity to express themselves. And there'll be a lot of people, yes, that for a month or two or 6 months will be lazy little so-and-sos, but then suddenly they'll go, hang on, I can do more with my life. There'll always be those who don't do anything. That's life. But for those, the most important thing is for everybody that wants an opportunity, the opportunity will be there for them, and there'll be lots of new opportunities that will be very, very fulfilling.
Absolutely. Now, this is a pretty hard question here about the UK military teams aware that the elderly are being vaccinated now in our residential care homes is genocide, plus the plan to take down the UK power grid to call the elderly who live alone and other valuable groups that they intend to create manipulated freezing weather.
Well, this is something people need to wake up to this. That's not a difficult question. That's a simple question. The simple fact is the government, because it's under maritime law, rules by consent. So the buck stops with everybody in the UK. Are you consenting to the government vaccinating these people? Because if you're not, then you need to stand up against them. And I was talking to Mark Steele and watching his video the other day where he reported to the police the case of genocide, reported to the police and got a case number. And once they wake up to the fact, hang on, the people are onto this, they're up for genocide, then, and when they realize, when the penny drops that maritime law is by consent, and the British people do not consent, they're in trouble. But people need to wake up in England to understand that the law that you're under in England is maritime law. It's an illegal law anyway. It was forced upon you. It's not, if you go back to the Magna Carta and go back to the fundamentals, they could very easily be removed from power. And there's only a handful of them, less than 1%. It's time to wake up the 99% and say, right, we don't want you anymore. You're out. We're going to change away from being a commodity that's completely controlled by the corporations around the world. And Donald Trump is doing it for himself in America, but he's not going to come and invade England and do it for you. England's got to do it. Canada's got to do it. South Africa's got to do it. Australia's got to do it. New Zealand's got to do it. Brazil's got to do it. Every country's got to stand up themselves against their governments. He's going to take all their power away to make it easier. He's already infiltrated the military and the police in all these countries to find good people. So the people are already there in place. And once we start taking down these evil people, you'll see the good people rise up. You'll start to see it. And we're in for a great time, I promise you.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm really excited. I think everybody, what you're saying is people, you know, got to take personal responsibility. And, you know, that's what we're doing with Sheriff Mac and the My Patriots Network. And we got people in UK and South America, Africa, and all over the world. They're starting to join. And let's come together and work together to bring the good people into the government. Like Dr. Charlie said before, we need business people in government. Get rid of all these politicians that are padding their pockets to sell us out in whatever country you're in. They're all selling out everybody, you know, except for themselves and their family. So we got to get back into, we all have to think, we can't just sit around and do nothing. We got to participate. Is the takedown of the cabal happening simultaneously in Spain and Portugal, as Portugal never gets mentioned?
Portugal is a very interesting place because it's biblical. There's a lot of stuff in Portugal, a lot of history there. And there's a lot of things that are going on there. And in every single country worldwide, there is good and evil. Some is better hidden than others. But I'd have to do a little bit more research about Portugal in specific. It's only 2 hours drive for me down the road. It's not far away. To the south coast of Portugal, down by the Algarve, if you like, Faro, etc. Not far from here. But now that question's been asked, I can do some research because I've got some people who know that part very, very well. But in every country around the world, the deep state and the cabal have infiltrated every single one. And they've been manipulating elections in so many countries. It's crazy.
And boy, they're pissing the small business owner off. You know, these small business owners know they're trying to consolidate all the sales into the big corporations. And you're starting to see them rise up everywhere. It's exciting. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine that doesn't believe that, you know, in the white hats and all that. And I said, well, what do you think about all the people starting to rise up and starting to wake up and starting to march and starting to demand? And now you see these weaselly politicians going, oh, well, maybe we better do something. You know, it's such a show to watch. It's so exciting. What's your birthday, Charlie? There's a question.
I was born on 8th of June, 1960. So we've just passed the halfway mark. I'm smack in the middle. Yesterday, my birthday, I'm 6 months away both ways.
Okay. France is never mentioned either. You know what's going on in France?
Oh, that's a cesspit. I mean, Macron is as corrupt as they'll ever come. He's linked. He's all part of the Nazi states of Europe, that man. And they'll be draining that swamp very, very quickly.
Okay, when we have the blackout, will our cell phones work to call family?
Sorry?
They're saying when they have the blackout, will our cell phones work to call family? Probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would imagine so, because you have to understand phones and the phone network will be needed for emergencies and for hospitals and stuff like that. So the blackout, I think, will probably be mainstream media and social media. I was told that the internet would go down to a very slow speed, but enough to be able to send emails, but not to get onto social media sites. That's what I was told. I just don't know. I'll have to wait and see. That's what I was told.
Yeah, and as you're talking about emails, too, I want to let everybody know real quick, there'll be a temporary little thing with the info at Dr. Charlie and support because we're going encrypted. So everything is getting moved over to an entire system so that we don't have violation. But so we still should be able to email, huh?
I think so, as far as I understand. If not, we might have to write a letter.
Yeah, we might just have to chill out and meditate and go walk and, you know, get off the electronical devices for one day or a couple of days. Yeah. Will reclaiming your straw man or woman be made easier by Trump?
For sure. That's what it's all about.
Your sovereignty, your God-given rights.
Straw Man, the movie, is just to open your eyes as to what's going on so that you can help you. But this is the whole process. This is what Jassara is all about, giving back our God-given right.
Oh, boy, here in Canada, listen to this one. I was late to the webinar. The finance minister in Canada now wants to come after our savings. Any update for Canada?
Yeah, let's forget all the emotions. Let's be brutally honest. Canada, along with many other countries, England included, have already stolen your pensions, and they've already stolen your savings. This is why they're putting up a fight. But I wouldn't worry too much, because when we move away from these evil people with the new quantum financial system, Trump is very, very aware of what they've taken from you. And this is when we get the revaluation. I happen to know the sort of numbers that he's already seized in money. But yeah, they will threaten you that they've taken your savings and they've taken your pension and they've taken everything. This is because they're evil. And they're not lying to you. They have stolen your pensions. They have stolen your savings. And the numbers that you have in your bank account are just numbers at this moment in time.
Just digits.
But don't panic right now, because Trump's on top of that, and this is what the whole idea of this revaluation is.
Just take screenshots of your bank account, right? Just download your bank account. Everything's
in the database. You don't even need to do that. No. The operating system, the quantum financial system, is already operative, and every single person has money in the bank.
Nice.
Their money is already duplicated onto the quantum system, so that when it collapses and you find you've nothing left there, you'll know that it's already been moved across onto the quantum system and is protected. This is a digital system. It's a blockchain technology. It operates at over a trillion frames a second. And at this moment in time, it's completely unhackable.
Beautiful. Here's a good question. Does Rudy really have COVID, or is he just under protection?
What do you think?
I think he's under protection, personally.
Yeah. The only thing Rudy's got wrong with him, he's got hair dye run down his face when he sweats, that's it.
Yeah, so do clones know they are clones?
The one thing with a clone that differs from a normal human being is they have no soul, so they won't know anything.
Right, they don't, yeah, because, yeah, I was amazed when I asked you the question about how fast they could grow you, right?
Yeah.
And you said 3 months, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
They can harvest them in 3 months.
That's amazing. How soon will the UK get opened up after Trump liberates the US?
24 hours.
Very nice. Okay. Okay. Will there still be emergency alert recorded message? Yes, from Trump. You already answered that one. Are these servers in other countries? What servers are we talking about?
The servers for the voting, that's a good question. The ones that were taken out of Germany are already in the United States of America being examined, which they have the evidence already. You don't need to worry about it. They have the evidence. Now they're just having to go through the process to expose who's evil and who's not. And every single rejection is another person's nail in another person's coffin. So don't panic, because at the end of the day, it'll come down to Sidney Powell at the military tribunal. And we know which side she's on.
Yeah. And the air traffic of the military planes is amazingly increased massively. I mean, it's like not just a little bit. We're talking like 3 or 4 times. It's just like really a thing. I think this one's asking, is the IRS going away? I think you said eventually they're getting phased out, right? You had said that before. Is our cash be safe in the credit union? Again, it's digital, right? It's not physical. So
you don't have anything to worry about on that side.
Canada has rolled out the vaccines being given. Will that be stopped soon? They're threatening limit basic access and movement for those not taking it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move along a bit because I've got to go and pick up Justin. So we'll have to continue this on Saturday.
Yep, we got a good thing going on Saturday. You got your book coming out. You're going to have Mark Atwood there and a lot of good stuff going on. So appreciate your time, Dr. Charlie, as always. We're going to close this out today, folks. Thank you very much for coming. God bless. Thank you very much.